Can I mention one last thing, and I'll let you go?
Well, we're not censoring you. You're doing. You're doing it. You're doing the thing, brother. Just. I'm not mad at it, but the next caller will do it too. No, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Is there any chance you're going to link back up with the Revenge of the Sith guys or Adam Curry from No Agenda? Because he's a Rogan guy. He's in Texas. You should really link up with Adam Curry.
Yeah, I like Adam Curry. He's really smart. He got, the last time he was on my show, like 10 years ago, he got a big backlash from his supporters and said, my biggest interview is with you, but I can't come on your show. You can't come on mine. And I saw him like 3 years ago at one of Rogan's shows, The Mothership, shook his hand, said hi to his wife. Adam Curry won't come on the show.
Well, he found Christ recently. His co-host, John C. Dvorak, just passed away, RIP, and he's got some time now. I think you got a big crossover audience, Alex, and I think you should take advantage of
that. You're lobbying me. He won't come on the show. So, he wants to come on, he can come on.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for having me on, Alex.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for the call. Look, there's this thing. I was the first person to get really censored, and I'm still on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and most things. And I'm only allowed on Rumble and only on X and at AlanShonesLive.com. They came in and took over InfoWars, all that. So people still know, like it's safe to do anything out there but be with Alex Jones. So I love Adam Curry. But people are always like, have this person on, have that person on. They won't come on. Joe Rogan's afraid to have me on. And that's fine. I'm not mad at Joe. It's fine. He can say everything I say now and be safe. But the globalists are like a hunting dog that's after a target. It's like, don't get near Jones or you'll get big problems.